Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Shante Randolph Podcast. To all of my followers and my friends who've been following me for some time, I appreciate you, your loyalty, your consistency, your support, most of all, your love for chiming in. My first episode, I want to talk about how God knows your name. You know, some of you guys are probably saying, you know, I don't want to listen to this podcast because she's talking about God. But let me tell you, I just want to share a story, which has been my recent experience. So for 2 years, on 6/27/2019, I prayed that God would put me around top spiritual advisors, leaders, motivational speakers, the top, like Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Dr. Cindy Trim, Dr. Juanita Bynum, T.D. Jakes, all of the top spiritual advisors. I want to be around them. I want to be in their space. I need to be around like-minded people. So I prayed this prayer. And, you know, I've been through some trials and tribulations. That's not the focus today. But in overcoming them, I've listened to all of them, kind of like a job in protecting my mind. And on May the 8th, for some of you guys that don't know, I was born on 5/8/1978. On May the 8th, this year, 2019, my birthday came. I was so happy just that I made it to 41 and that, you know, life gives me another opportunity. But normally on my birthday, I like to reflect about where I am in my life and how I can continue to move forward and make differences in people's lives, community, and around the world. So I reflected, and on this day, I went into a restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia, Soul Vegetarian Restaurant off of Ralph David Afanathy. And I walked in, you know, and I didn't look my best that day, but I walked in and I saw this woman sitting there with this big ring on, flashing. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know who that is. Can't really see her face, but I'm just going to continue to get my meal and leave. So I went up and, you know, I go to this restaurant almost every day. I've built great relationships there. So I feel like I'm a part of a family there. So I went up and I got my meal. And as I was getting ready to pay, I turned around and I was on my iPhone FaceTime with my cousin, Brandy. And I said, girl, that looks like Dr. Cindy Trim. And she said, who? I said, Dr. Cindy Trim. And Dr. Cindy Trim turned and looked. Oh, my God. I about near fainted. I dropped my plate and I was like, oh my God, Brandy, you do have no idea what is happening right now. Brandy doesn't know who Dr. Cindy Trim is. All she knows is that I'm about to faint and I'm having this panic attack. And while people have accolades, titles, and, maybe wealthy in a wealthy range, it's not Dr. Trim that I was excited about. It was really the prayer that God remembered, and coincidentally on my birthday. Oh man, you talk about what a wonderful blessing. So as she turns, she starts to see me cry, and I'm crying because I cannot believe that God is allowing this to happen on my birthday. And I say, oh, Dr. Trim, you have no idea. When I went through my tragedies and my trials and tribulations, it is your prayers that has helped sustain me when I could not pray for myself or sustain for myself. Your prayers, the Bible says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And it has definitely done so much in my life. It revived me when I felt like I was dead. And so I'm sharing this story with her and she says, so what is your name? And I tell her my name. Then she says, so what do you do for a living? And I tell her what I do. And I show her a couple of pictures. She takes my phone. She looks, scans through my phone. So listen, right there, I want to stop. Because anytime you get a chance, an opportunity to meet someone who you desire to be your mentor or something like that, you only got a couple of seconds to explain, okay? They don't have time for all the shenanigans and the drama. Get straight to the point. So rather than talking about what I like to do, what I wanted to do was just thank her. Thank her for her time, her energy, her efforts. Thank you for her prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I'm not sure if there's any prayers like her prayers on YouTube. And they saved my life. They helped me to heal my mind prayers and to become stronger in praying for myself when I could not. And I just wanted to thank her, you know, for, I didn't ask her to pray for me because I've heard her prayers and she's already prayed for me. And I just wanted to thank her, you know, for her time and her efforts in helping people become more connected with God, you know. And I told her, I was so inspired, I wanted to go to her school. And she says, well, I have a surprise for you. She called her secretary and she basically signed me up for her school. So then she says, well, today is your birthday. I showed her my ID to show her that today was my birthday and that this was a divine moment. So I showed her my ID and she says, oh, it's your birthday. I said, yes, ma'am. And she says, well, I have another surprise for you. Dr. Les Brown is on his way in. I was like, are you kidding me? She says, so you get two for one. And I felt like God was getting my attention to let me know, not only does he know my name, not only does he remember my prayers, but he still answers them. And oh my God, I was so overwhelmed with the joy that God knows my thoughts. He knows what I need. He knows when I need it. And I'm sharing this message because God knows your name. He knows your thoughts and he knows what you need. And if you would just keep the faith, if you don't believe in anything else, just believe that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and he'll be with you and he'll walk with you. And some people think because they can't see God that he does not exist. But let me tell you, the very air that you breathe, you cannot see, but the air is keeping your existence. Yes, and the air is very much alive. It gives life to every living thing that is on this earth, including you. So listen, when you think about God, think about the air. You can't see it, but it helps you live. We can't see him, but he helps us to live. He knows. There's a scripture in the Bible that says there's a time and a season for everything. So just because you're going through these different seasons does not mean that God has forgotten you. He remembers you and he knows your name. And listen, I want you to spread this message. I want you to share this message for someone who you think may need this message. And let me tell you, God is in the blessing business every day, even in your trials and tribulations. You know, one time I asked God, God, why would you allow this to happen to me? And God actually answered me back and said, Shantae, I have to prepare you for a heavenly place. If you can't be in the spiritual mind here on earth, then you can't live in spiritual places in heaven. And it makes sense because if you're not accustomed to being disciplined spiritually, and how will you know how to live a spiritual life in a spiritual world? It's pretty deep. That's just food for thoughts, you know, for you guys to think about. So, listen, I'm glad that you tuned in. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my stories and my thoughts with you. Today, the message was, he knows your name. And I'm glad that I could share that with you. Go out, be strong, be vibrant. Believe in yourself, but most of all, believe in God and his love. I love you guys, and you guys have a strong day.